Preface. I have called this a fairy tale in the hope that no one who dislikes fantasy may be misled by the first two chapters into reading further, and then complain of his disappointment. If you ask why, intending to write about magicians, devils, pantomime animals, and planetary angels, I nevertheless begin with such humdrum scenes and persons, I reply that I am following the traditional fairy tale. We do not always notice its method, because the cottages, castles, woodcutters, and petty kings with which a fairy tale opens have become for us as remote as the witches and ogres to which it proceeds. But they were not remote at all to the men who made and first enjoyed the stories. They were indeed more realistic and commonplace than Bracton College is to me. For many German peasants had actually met cruel stepmothers, whereas I have never, in any university, come across a college like Bracton. This is a tall story about devilry, although it has behind it a serious point which I have tried to make in my Abolition of Man. In the story, the outer rim of that devilry had to be shown touching the life of some ordinary and respectable profession. I selected my own profession, not, of course, because I think fellows of colleges more likely to be thus corrupted than anyone else, but because my own is the only profession I know well enough to write about. A very small university is imagined because that has certain conveniences for fiction. Edgestow has no resemblance, save for its smallness, to Durham, a university with which the only connection I have had was entirely pleasant. I believe that one of the central ideas of this tale came into my head from conversations I had with a scientific colleague, some time before I met a rather similar suggestion in the works of Mr. Olaf Stapledon. If I am mistaken in this, Mr. Stapledon is so rich in invention that he can well afford to lend, and I admire his invention, though not his philosophy, so much that I should feel no shame to borrow. Those who would like to learn further about Numenor and the True West must, alas, await the publication of much that still exists only in the manuscripts of my friend, Professor J. R. R. Tolkien. The period of this story is vaguely after the war. It concludes the trilogy, of which Out of the Silent Planet was the first part and Perelandra the second, but can be read on its own. C.S. Lewis, Magdalen College, Oxford, Christmas Eve, 1943.